but neither of them kept a ledger. Bob Broaddus has been Pitkin County Sheriff for the last 20 years and was recently elected to another term. Before that, he spent nearly a decade as a sheriff's deputy and 2 years as a county commissioner. Bob came to Aspen seeking the life of a ski bum, but the ski bum life is that of a single man, and Bob had a family. After 8 years, he finally surrendered and found a straight job. That job was in law enforcement, and the rest is history. Your other narrator, artist Michael Cleverly, migrated to Aspen in the early 70s. Back then, Aspen was a classic ski town and still retained some of the charming qualities of small-town America. Aspen's artists and writers were an intimate community, and it would have been impossible for Cleverly and Hunter not to meet. In fact, Cleverly's studio was in the Aspen Times building, right next to the Hotel Jerome and its famous J-Bar. A hard-working painter needs a break sometimes, and quite often, Hunter would be at the far end of the bar having office hours. Cleverly and Hunter shared many interests, and the two became close. Later, Cleverly would move to a cabin in Woody Creek, just up the road from Owl Farm. Already friends, when they became neighbors, Cleverly and Thompson found their contact evolving into an almost daily or nightly event. Hunter had someone he could trust just minutes away, and that meant a lot to him. Cleverly spent more hours in Hunter's kitchen than in